wanted to bring in one of my friends, and he also knows this situation inside and out, Henry Wehagen. Good morning, Henry.
Morning, Marty.
Henry, how long have you been in law enforcement?
Probably over 44 years. I worked on the job for 44, so I guess I got about 49 years total.
And how many officers over the years have you represented and do you represent as a union leader?
Approximately around 2,000.
And how many of them are paid a living wage, sir? How many?
Well, a good many today are making fairly good money with the town that has a tax base.
Right.
You get the Rust Belt areas, they just don't have the money. We represent them, do their bargaining, but as you know, when you go in there, the finances just aren't there.
It's frightening, though, isn't it? It creates a pretty volatile, dangerous situation sometimes, does it not, Henry?
Yes, it does, and I support now Fitzgerald, our executive. He is putting a plan together, from what I understand, to get the county police to come into these areas that can no longer afford their police, and then in turn, he would absorb the current police officers that are there.
Henry, is it not shocking? Folks don't believe it when I tell them there are police officers out there making $9 an hour, Henry.
Yes.
Patrolling on the streets, Henry.
Yes, it's very sad. Like I said, a lot of them take that job to get their experience,
yep,
and then they move on to better paying jobs.
But the truth is, Henry, when they're on that job to get experience, they're generally working, as you suggested, in Rust Belt communities that are depressed, that have a declining tax base, and have a high crime rate. So in many cases, they may be working streets to get experience, but in many cases, because of the environment they're in, they're working some of the most dangerous streets in the region.
Very correct, yes.
And Henry, this is also true when I say that they literally, Henry, physically have Velcro patches that they take on and off because they have to change departments so frequently to pay their bills.
Correct.
Wow. Henry, I've talked to cops who work 24-hour shifts. Henry, that's insanity, is it not?
Yes, I don't favor that, Marty, but sometimes them towns are stuck. I don't like them working over a 16-hour shift, and it shouldn't be no more than a couple days a week at the most. Because sometimes towns run into different situations where they end up short of manpower, and the man has to stay. But I don't like it to be a routine basis.
Well, Henry, how good would you be, or how good would I be at hour
20?
You're not. You're a zombie, Henry.
Yes, I've worked 16 hours many a times when we had to, and you just don't function the same. You're quick-tempered. You're irritable.
Yep.
It's all of the above.
And then they're working. Some of them have worked 24-hour shifts. So think about how you are in hour 22. You get called to a domestic, and somebody starts shooting at you. It's dangerous as heck, Henry.
Extremely.
Man. Henry, what do we got to do to protect these folks who are out there doing this? How can we make this happen, Henry?
Well, I hope Fitzgerald and he can get together with the local municipalities. A lot of them don't like to give up their
right
own police department,
yeah,
but I favor what County Exec Fitzgerald is trying to do. I think it would be better for the officers and also better for the citizens that the police are out there policing. Currently, now we have them up in Pitcairn, I believe.
Henry, one of my close friends, one of the best lawyers in the country, sends me a note. It's John Perry. JP says, I represented the family of a police officer. This is insanity. I represented the family of a police officer who outgrew his bulletproof vest. Small town he worked for would not buy him a new one, and he was murdered on the job. Wow. Unbelievable.
Yes, we even had that where you had to buy your own gun, you had to buy your own vest. It's terrible.
Hey, we got to fix this, Henry. I appreciate and respect and admire you. You know that we've been friends for years. And I think sometimes the general public believes that all these police officers are making a decent wage, and they're not.
And they're very dedicated. And as far as them also work in this area, they've all been trained because you have to have your municipal police number. So they're as equally trained as some officer that works in the affluent community.
It's true. Henry, you're my man. Thank you.
Okay, brother.
Man.